You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Kelly. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What are you doing?
Hi. I'm just driving into work.
Okay.
Good.
Highlight of your weekend.
Ooh, I went to like an Ethiopian like cuisine festival. It was really great.
Yum. That sounds tasty.
Yum. Remember a buddy of mine taking me to an Ethiopian restaurant over there off of Santa Fe, the part of Santa Fe that's near downtown, you know?
Yep.
Along the arts stretch there was an Ethiopian restaurant, and I don't know if it's still there. This was many years ago. It is some of the best food I've had in ages.
So was this a restaurant or a festival, you said, or something?
You know, it was more like a festival. Like, they had some good music. They had, like, vendors, like, with all the clothes, and it was so much fun.
Well, that does sound fun.
God, you beat me. All I had was movie popcorn.
Ugh.
Hey, that's the best, though.
Mm. Yeah, you win.
Yeah, you win, for sure.
What's your job, Kelly? What do you do?
Yeah, I do clinical research for the Children's Hospital.
Oh, hey, good human.
Like, what are you working on research in what area right now?
Mostly with liver diseases. So to learn more about, like, the effects of long-term liver diseases.
Thank you.
Do you wear
doing
a lab
that.
Coat?
Oh, yeah.
So not at the Children's Hospital, because they tend to, like, scare the kids. So we get to wear, like, our fun scrubs, their, like, cute outfits. So anything
like
that we
it.
Can do, like, interact with the kids. So.
Absolutely.
That's so good. Good for you.
Thank you
good
for that.
Good for you. All right, listen, let's play some Rattle Off, see if we can't get you some concert tickets. To everyone who's on hold right now, Brittany, Paul, and Caroline. Brittany, Paul, and Caroline, even if Kelly gets this, do not hang up. Oh, and RJ. Brittany, Paul, Caroline, and RJ, do not hang up. Kelly, you ready to give it a shot?
Let's do it.
This one is kind of silly. but in 10 seconds, let your imagination run wild. 10 seconds, Kelly, give us five things you wear on your head.
Yes.
Five things you wear on your head. Ready? And go!
A bandana, a baseball cap, sunglasses, a visor, and a hairband.
Dun, 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 dun.
I see no problem with any of those. I think first call out of the chute is a winner!
Good job, Kelly.
That was very well done. I was kind of hoping for, like, mouseketeer mouse ears, you know.
Oh, Mickey Mouse ears, sure.
I know, that was, like, on the back of the brain, too. I just couldn't get it out fast enough.
You're so good. Listen, if you will please stand by, Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your concert tickets. Pay very close attention to everything he tells you about them, okay?
Perfect. That sounds great.
All right. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. We appreciate you. Here's Brittany. Brittany, thanks for continuing to hold.
Of course. How are you guys today?
It's been a great show today.
We've been having a lot of fun, and the text messages have blown up with a bunch of fun stuff today. So.
We asked for people to send in pictures of their shoes today at 7:40 or so, and it exploded.
And there's still some trickling in now, an hour and a half later.
Like, random shoe pictures, yeah.
Yeah. I feel, we probably should apologize to Katie and Nina and Studley Steve that they may be getting text messages today just out of the blue of shoes.
They're like, what is this?
Yeah, what do you got on your feet today, Brittany?
I actually just got a pair of DCs, and I haven't had a pair of DCs since, like, high school, so it's been over 10 years, and they're super comfy. I'm happy with my purchase.
Yeah, those are stylish. That's fun.
What prompted you to get another pair of those?
I don't know. I guess I was just feeling a little... I just had my 32nd birthday, which I'm not super old, but I was feeling a bit old. So I was like, I'm going to get a pair of DCs to make myself feel young again.
There's nothing wrong with that at all. I'm glad you did that. I do that kind of stuff all the time, except I buy myself action figures.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm a dork.
So you were feeling kind of sentimental about your high school days. Is that it?
Yeah, and you know what? I didn't realize how much I liked them. Like, you can slip them on. I don't need to tie them. They're easy to just run and go.
That's right.
Good for you. What's your line of work?
I go to school, and I'm a waitress, and I'm a mom. So I guess you can consider that work as well.
You are wicked busy. Very busy.
A lot of hats.
Busy.
Where are you working those tables? What restaurant?
Snooze, the AM eatery.
Oh, wow. I was just there like a week ago.
Yeah.
I got the mushroom bacon omelet.
Yummy.
Very good.
I'm over on the East Coast, and Snooze just opened about 15 minutes from my house, and I was like, oh, that's a taste of home for me to see a Snooze in northern Georgia. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so they are everywhere. I was looking it up too. I think they're in, is it 5 states now? Is that right?
They're popping up everywhere. I can't even keep count of where they are popping up, but that's good because they like to do a lot for the community and they're healthy food. They like to outreach from like local farms and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, some of us who are old school remember that very first location, the one down by Coors Field, and the line that would wrap around the, well, the line always wraps around all of their locations. So I still say some of the best grilled cheese and tomato soup you'll ever have.
They put the shredded carrots in the soup, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And some of the best hot chocolate. Because they put cinnamon in that or something.
So. Cinnamon.
Yep.
Now that we've given Snooze about $20,000 worth of free advertising, Brittany, what was your highlight of your weekend?
Me and my son took a mommy son trip, and I took him to Disneyland. So we just got back Saturday, and that was Saturday night, and that was so much fun. We haven't done that before, just me and him, and it was great.
Well, that's fantastic.
How old is he?
He's going to be 8 in December. He's 7 now. I just went into second grade. I just dropped him off for his first day.
So he was tall enough to get on all the rides then.
Almost. He's a shorty.
Okay.
He can ride the Incredicoaster, but...
Oh, and that's the one... My daughter passed out on that one when we were there.
Oh, my God. Well, there's an endorsement. That's a ringing endorsement.
I looked over at her because I had my hand on her, too, while we were going, the loop-de-loops and all that, and I look over, and she's just limp. She completely passed out on it.
Oh, my.
Yes. But after that, we went on it like 3 or 4 more times.
Oh, okay.
My God.
She knew what to expect.
You wanted to see if she would pass out again?
Yeah. She loved it. But
God, that's hilarious.
It's funny.
What'd you pay for that trip, Brittany?
Tickets alone were $500, so pretty pricey. I did some discounting and like shopping around for a hotel, and I spent like $400 there. So it was pricey. It was a pricey.
It's not a cheap trip, but you know what?
It's not a cheap trip. My kid was worth it, though.
I was gonna say, now you've got lasting memories.
Yeah. What was your favorite ride?
I love Radiator Springs, the racing one. I love that one.
That was a good one. Very good.
We were going to have to hang up on you if you said the teacups. So.
Nope, we did not ride the teacups.
Well, Brittany, you have been absolutely delightful to talk with. We hope you have a terrific day. Thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
Of course. You guys have a lovely day. Thank you.
Bye, Britt.
Boy, all the other people hung up except Paul.
Jeez.
Only Brittany and Paul were the cool kids today. Paul, what are you doing?
Oh, just working a little bit.
Are you?
Okay.
Yeah,
are we on a speakerphone or Bluetooth with you or no?
Oh, I have you on Bluetooth.
Come on, Paul. You know the rules.
Know.
Come on, Paul.
But I can't touch my phone while I'm driving.
You can't touch your phone?
Nope.
Oh, is this like a company regulated thing?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It yelled at me if I touch it.
Your phone's not bad.
So would you rather get yelled at by your boss or by Dom? Which do you pick?
I love you, Dom, but my boss pays me.
That's true.
Well, this sounds like crap. So quickly tell us the highlight of your weekend, Paul.
I got to sleep in my own bed on Saturday.
Really?
All week in Southwest Utah.
What were you doing out there?
Like St. George area?
Yep, St. George. We went and hiked in Zion and Bryce and went ATVing and had a grand old time with like 26 family members.
Yeah. Isn't it beautiful?
26?
Too many.
There was a bunch of us.
Yeah, too many family.
Too many family members.
There was a lot of family.
Yeah,
a
man.
Well, we're glad you're home safely. Your phone does not sound good when you're on speakerphone, so we're going to let you go. But thank you for being on the show. We hope you have a great day, buddy, okay?
Sorry, boys. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.